Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live.
Go back to the snack bar.
Admiral Snack Bar?
It's a tarp.
It is Free Talk Live. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening to this Sunday night edition. The telephone number, we're a call-in live radio talk program.
Nationally syndicated.
We're on 180-ish radio stations. We're on the internet streaming in so many places, I can't even tell you. You go freetalklive.com, lrn.fm, studio 8424, rebroadcast us all the time.
Odyssey.
Odyssey, we're on Twitch, we're on Vaughn, we're on, I don't even know how many
YouTube?
Things. I believe we're on YouTube again, yes.
We're back?
Our strikes have been have fallen off. They gave us some strikes, apparently, and we were almost close to getting canceled
by
YouTube. But, like, apparently they have some weird timing thing where, like, the strikes fall off. I don't know, whatever. So I guess we're on there again. I think we stream to Facebook, too, still.
Wow.
There's a bunch of, like, I don't even know. Like, we're prolific. That's all I'm saying. So
incredible.
If you want to call and join us, the telephone number you need is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. Captain's Log, Stardate 101520023. In the studio tonight, it is myself, the authentic Lord Reverend Dr. Captain Kickass Buckshot Esquire, if you will. And joining me tonight,
Steve Classic.
Playing the part of Nikki Sunshine will be Dead Air. yeah, we had someone else lined up, but they're ill as well, so we just said, me and Classic would be the dynamic duo tonight.
That's right. Call in.
So am I Batman and you're Robin, or are you Batman and I don't know.
Reminds me of that meme. whatever you said. No.
No. No.
So call in now. You control the show.
Well,
please. Well, we have some good stories.
We do. We have too many. We're not going to get to all of them, of course, but we have some real winners, if you will. Classic, how you been, man?
I'm well. Yeah, I'm doing well.
You sound well.
I am well. Well, I'm in the second chair. I sound better, I think.
You're the only man I'm aware of that has his own solar system.
No, I utilize the solar system that we already have. Yeah, it's fun living off grid.
A man so prolific, he has his own solar system.
Yeah, it's a little bit of solar is better than...
He's like, as a matter of fact, the world does revolve around me.
As soon as I put the solar panels up, it's been cloudy for 2 days.
Well, of course, right? That's like you wash your car and it rains 10 minutes later, right?
Exactly.
Of course, right?
Yep.
There was something. I feel like I'm missing something else. We did the thing. We did the captain's log. We did the names. We did
amplifiers. That's too early in the show.
Too early for that.
Phone number.
Yeah, I did.
All right, let's dive right in.
All right, well, let's go. this from RT.com.
RT.
Yes.
Is that Russia Today?
It is.
Whoa.
Yeah, I know.
You're really taking your chances.
Like, I belong to
disinformation.
I belong to their Telegram group. And, like, I haven't been able to access it since COVID. Because, like, if you try, it says, this account is blah, 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 blah.
Disinformation.
Something, like,
fake.
Illegal. Yeah. I don't know. It sounds all, you know. But, like, I think somebody told me if you fire up a VPN for a country outside of the U.S.
Oh, right, right.
Then you can access the Russia RT, yeah. You know, Telegram or whatever. So
that's how we're able to get this.
No, actually, RT.com is available just on a web browser on a desktop.
Oh, really?
It's just their Telegram group.
Group, right. Yeah. So this is complete disinformation. Go ahead, Captain, read it.
I don't know how complete it is.
All right, well,
we'll see how good the writers are. authorities arrest fake lawyer
All right, right off the bat, I don't like the word authorities.
Authorities.
Like, you know, officials.
Yeah.
I don't like that word either.
Yeah. Men with guns in costumes.
Authorities.
Authorities arrest fake lawyer who won 26 cases.
He's got a good track record.
They have a picture of this guy, and, you know, he's wearing, like, one of these old tiny black robes with, like, the white hair, you know.
He looks like
wig
an old
or whatever.
Judge or something like that, yeah.
The guy's name is Brian Mwenda. He reportedly claimed that his record makes him a genius. A student posing as a high court lawyer has been arrested in Kenya after winning dozens of cases. The man has reportedly demanded he be admitted to the bar despite being uncovered as a fraud.
Wow.
Yeah. Before his recent arrest, Brian Mwenda argued 26 cases before high court judges, magistrates, and court of appeal judges. The Facts East Africa social media page reported on Thursday, adding that he won all 26 of his cases.
He's 26-0?
He has 100% win rate.
Wow.
Supposedly.
Well, you can't have him. You can't have him in the system.
Oh, of course not. Hence the authorities arresting him.
Exactly. The authorities have to win.
You're too good at winning cases in our courts, and we can't have any of that crap.
He needs a permit. He needs a piece of paper that says that he's a lawyer.
Right.
So he has to pay his yearly dues.
Yeah, join the bar or whatever.
Yeah.
You know? Not just go to a bar. Like, join the bar. Yeah. I wonder if, like, there has to be some, like, you know, area, some place where, like, there's a courthouse nearby and there's a bar that's called the bar.
The bar.
Or the bar association,
right,
or something, right?
Right?
You know,
yeah.
So, like, these lawyers can be like, sorry, honey, I'll be home late. I've got a meeting at the bar association.
He's not lying.
Yeah. Yeah, the bar association needs to meet with me for some reason, so. Yeah.
I'll be there late.
Yeah. The Law Society of Kenya confirmed on Friday that Brian Mwenda assumed the identity of a real lawyer named Brian Mwenda in August of 2022, using the Real Advocate's details to register himself as a member of the bar. It's not clear if, like, his name is also Brian Mwenda or if he assumed that name. So far, thumbs down on the writer's ability to clear that up.
Well, it could be a common name in Kenya.
Maybe, perhaps. His ruse was discovered when he attempted to sign in to the LSK database in September with an incorrect email address, the LSK said. I don't know what the LSK is. Probably the Law Society of Kenya. Got it.
Oh.
Mwenda
the
asked,
bar.
The bar. Yeah.
The Kenyan bar.
Mwenda asked the society's IT department for help logging in, prompting the department to check his credentials against those of the real Mwenda.
Ooh.
Will the real Mwenda please stand up?
Check his credentials.
When the mismatch was discovered, LSK staff alerted police who launched a manhunt.
Wow.
For the phony attorney.
what if he's got to represent himself?
You would think so.
Right?
He's got a
his track record.
Hit, right? Why wouldn't you?
Right.
I would if I were him.
They'll dismiss it because he's not a real lawyer. They'll get throw the whole thing out.
Sorry, you're not qualified. Oh, really? My 26 wins would say otherwise.
They're right.
Mwenda's current situation is unclear. Facts East Africa reported him as arrested on Thursday, while the LSK statement called for his immediate arrest, implying he is still free. Maybe there is two Brian Mwendas.
Yeah.
In a further twist. There's a further twist.
Ooh.
A man claiming to be Mwenda made a series of posts on Twitter on Saturday, explaining that he hacked into a website for lawyers and added my picture to make it seem like I'm a certified lawyer. Huh. So does he have somebody working with him that's helping him by hacking into stuff? Or is this a totally unrelated person trying to also impersonate a lawyer?
It sounds like RT disinformation. I don't know.
Yeah.
Could be.
Yeah. I'm sure Russia is all about disinforming, you know, legal stuff in Kenya.
Right.
And I'm sure they have motivation.
They got channels there, I guess. I don't know.
I'm just rereading this to make sure I understand it. Okay.
It's probably translated from Russian. It probably doesn't line up with English.
I think they actually write these in English. Oh, wait. This is RT.com, not Russia Today. Or not RT USA, because there's a whole different...
Oh, right.
Yeah, there's
right.
A RT USA. Or there used to be. I don't know. I don't know what's going on. I don't pay attention to Russia.
Putin.
I call him Poontang.
Poontang.
Yeah. There is a tweet here, and it says, a few people are speculating, saying I never won cases. I have proof that I've never lost a single case. Kenyans should understand papers aren't everything. No law school, but I know and understand the laws. I've read the Constitution. I won fair. Confer me the honor.
Awesome. See, he doesn't need his permit.
And he's like wearing a suit. You know, he looks well-kempt.
Yeah.
Kempt.
I mean, I would hire him if he's with his track record.
Like, I'd hire him here, and he probably has no idea what U.S. law is compared to Kenyan law. Quote, the cases I won should be upheld, he argued. The law wasn't depending on who was representing who. I put up strong arguments, produced evidence, and presented logical reasoning. So far, so good.
Yeah, so far, so good.
That's more than a lot of lawyers do.
Right.
The courts should test my knowledge of law and admit me to the bar, he wrote. Winning 26 cases without stepping into law school makes me a genius. Kenya has many professional lawyers who've never won any case in a court of law or who can't stand in the dock and defend a case. Huh. Interesting.
Well, it doesn't matter as long as, you know, they get their permit fee.
Yeah.
I think that's, it doesn't matter.
He's making it sound like the cases he won are going to have to, like, be retried or thrown out or whatever because he's not, you know, he didn't pay the fee. He didn't, get the license or whatever. The LSK has taken a dim view of Melinda's scam, however.
Dim view.
Like, what? I don't know. Maybe.
We don't like this guy because he's not official.
He's too good.
Yeah. We didn't get our $100 a year, whatever.
This is like an undrafted free agent, like, coming out of nowhere to, like, all of a sudden become a dominant player in, like, the NFL or something.
He never graduated high school.
Yeah, you know.
He didn't pass college.
He didn't even go to college. Yeah. Right?
Well, it doesn't matter now. I think it used to be that you had to be a college graduate.
Yeah.
And then, I don't know who broke the mold on that.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Right from didn't even finish college right to the pros. And now they're getting him out of high school.
Yeah, no, they
I mean, does really it really, are. You know, does it really matter? Not really.
Yeah.
You know how many people ask me for my degree? Nobody.
No one has ever asked me for mine. Right. I remember specifically I had both a copy of my GED and a copy of my graduation certificate from Music Tech. And I was going to get some tech job, right? And I had one of these leather folders, right? A couple copies of my resume in it, you know, some questions that I had pre-written for the interviewer, right? That kind of a thing, right? Okay. I'd like to show all these things prepared because no one else freaking does.
Yeah, the leather leather briefcase, that looks good.
And so, I had them there and, like, they didn't ask for them. I'm like, oh, okay, I guess I overprepared. And so, like, the next time I went to get a job, I did the same thing. And I had them because I had that same, you know, leather folder that I brought in, you know, kind of a thing. And, like, they didn't ask for them either. Hmm. Like, I could literally just put something on a resume, like, yeah, I've got a, you know, master's in blah, blah, blah,
PhD,
or a bachelor's in this, or what, and no one would
Esquire,
care. You know. They'd interview me and be like, oh, that guy's articulate. He seems like he knows what's going
on. He's here on time. Yeah. Hire him.
You know, like, this fallacy about these degrees having any impact on you getting a job is just that.
But I think a lot of it is if you're doing it online, you don't put in a resume at a company anymore. You don't go to see the HR department. You have to go through their portal.
Right.
And, you know, all of those, you know, do you have a college degree? Well, no, but I've got 35 years of experience in your, you know, industry.
Right.
They may just go, well, not a college graduate. Sorry, like, boom, that automatically disqualifies.
And nowadays they will filter on keywords, too. So if you don't have the right keywords, they'll just disqualify your resume.
Right.
Even though you might be the most qualified person for the job.
Right.
The other thing that happens is, and it's so annoying to people, like, you go ahead and, like, there's a place for you to upload your resume, and it scans it, and it looks for keywords and all that kind of stuff. And so you do that, and then probably a custom cover letter, depending on the type of job that, you know, you're trying to get.
Yeah.
So you upload a custom cover letter, and then once you're done with all that, they're like, okay, now fill out this application. Which is basically duplicating everything that your resume says, right? You know, and then all your work experience and what years and your references and all that crap. And you're like, why the hell did you have me upload a resume if you're just going to make me type this all in again?
Same stuff.
Anyway?
Right.
It's just the most annoying thing. And they don't care. They don't care how inconvenienced you are. You're the one who wants the job, right? So let's see the little monkey work for it, right?
Let's see if they can get through all this.
Can you jump through these hoops and do it successfully? Right? Right. That's what we want to see.
Right.
And they don't even care about that. Like, most employers don't even know that's happening on the other end of it, right?
Yeah.
No one does QA for your employment portal applicants, right? It's just like some company goes to a company and goes, hey, we have a portal screening system we'd like to put in place for you. They're like, sure. And then they put it in place. And like, no one in the company even knows that it's annoying to all of their applicants.
Well, they probably got what they went with the lowest bid.
Yeah.
You know, there's a large home renovation company that I've been dealing with, building my off-grid place.
Yes.
And their website is terrible. They have an orange logo. I won't say who they are, but you go to the phone app, it's terrible. It's just awful. And I always say this is the lowest bid. Whoever built that is just, it's just terrible. So, you know, the same thing with the portal. They probably say, hey, you know, go to portal.com. They'll make it up for like $100 and...
There is a minor annoyance that I have coming from the Seattle, Washington area, moving to New Hampshire, and
it's
that is no. The Seattle area is far more up to date with tech.
When it comes to
consumers dealing with businesses.
Yeah.
I can't tell you how many businesses don't even have a website out here. You can't even go and look up information on them.
I've
online.
I've called people, left messages, text messages. No one returns calls. It's crazy.
Well, I don't have that. Like, I've had success with telephone calls, right? You want to call a business and talk to them.
Oh, but even their website.
But, like, some places don't even have a website. So if you search for them online, all you're going to find is, like, some Yelp reviews and, you know, that kind of stuff. Or, you know, with restaurants, you might find, like, some somebody who went there, took some photos and uploaded it to a couple of sites or whatever. But they don't actually take any...
They have no web presence.
Yeah, they don't take any initiative to make a web presence, much less maintain one.
Right, even a Facebook page.
There's a brand new bar in Keene, New Hampshire. They're trying to be like a nightclub kind of thing. They're having live bands. They're having stand-up comedy. They're having bingo nights.
They don't have a website.
They're called Benders, right?
On a wild bender.
They have a Facebook page, but they have no website. And there's more than one Benders in the New England area.
Oh, is it Benders with a Z?
No, B-E-N-D-R apostrophe S, I believe.
Possessive? Benders
belongs
place?
To Bender, whoever Bender is. But they have no website. You can't go there and find out. Like all you can rely on is like if you put it into the G-word search engine. It'll come up and it'll be like, hours are this, right? And that's your only clue as to when they open, when they close, right? And unless you're on Facebook, which many people aren't, right, you're not going to know, hey, Tuesday is comedy night and Thursday is piano night or whatever.
Nickel night.
Whatever they're doing, right? Whatever the kind of things are. So it's weird. Whereas in the Seattle, Washington area, like, that's just the first thing you do. Right. Like, even before you open your door.
If you're a bodega on the corner, you have a website.
Yeah, you've got a little sandwich shop you're opening in a tiny hallway or whatever. You've got a website before you even have the equipment inside to make the sandwiches, right?
Right.
Just because, and you've got an email address, and you've got, you know, all
web
your
presence.
Stuff. Your web presence. You're on top of it.
Right.
Out here, people are just like, meh. Because, like, there's a whole bunch of people out here that aren't that tech savvy. Right, so they don't see the value. I don't know. It's weird to me. I bump into it enough for me. It's a minor annoyance. It's not.
Right.
I'm not saying like you move here. Like these businesses are web crippled. No, they're not. Like they have email addresses and stuff, but like you know, it's just not as popular.
Right.
Right. Whereas in Seattle, it's expected. Right. If you're a business, it's expected for you to have...
Before you even open it.
Yeah. It's expected for you to have either a form on your website that you can email or, you know, some sort of info at whatever, you know, business.com or whatever it is. It's expected, whereas you get out here and it's like, it's a luxury.
Right. Have you heard about... I don't know. Have you heard about that place? I don't know. Go to their website.
I went to... when I first bought my place, I needed some trees trimmed and I looked around on the internet.
Right.
Found one company with a website.
Really?
But like 15 of them with just like an ad in like the yellow pages and a phone number and that kind of a thing.
I'm an ad knock shopper.
That's weird. Like, you know, I noticed it and I was like, oh, that's weird. And like the longer I'm here, the more I notice it, the more I notice that like, you know, the companies that are doing really well have the web presence, right? But like the mom and pops, they're like, eh, you know, whatever, it's fine.
Right.
And we don't care so much. So. Anyway, the LSK has taken a dim view of Melinda's scam.
He probably doesn't have a website.
Probably not. The Council of the Law Society recognizes that masqueraders pose a serious threat to the practice of law.
They'll win every case.
And is determined to take decisive action with this issue, it wrote in a statement. So, yeah. Neat.
Well, I mean, I'd hire him. With that track record, he doesn't even have to have a website. I'd hire him.
I'd hire him just to come and learn U.S. law and
right.
be a, you know, an advisor or whatever, right? You know?
Maybe we can have him. Maybe if he's listening, please call. Well, he's probably in jail since the authorities have arrested him.
Yeah.
For not funny. Having a license. No, I think, what did they arrest him for? Impersonation? I think it was impersonation. It wasn't about the law certificate.
The man, blah, blah, blah.
I don't know. It sounded like he had the same name as someone else, and someone faked that he was actually a lawyer. He said he didn't do it. I don't know.
Yeah, it sounds like he had someone hacked the, you know, the legal database
wasn't him.
Of lawyers and made it appear as if he were actually the guy he's impersonating. So
he's probably better. Story. He's probably better than the guy he's impersonating.
Oh, you think? 26-0.
That's
I
right.
mean, that's a pretty that, good score.
That's a good record.
That's a pretty good score. I love that they have the picture of him with the white wig and the robe and the little white, it looks like a scarf kind of a thing, you know, all traditional style.
Right. Like Seinfeld, the pirate
yeah.
shirt.
And, like, he's wearing a nice pinstripe suit. He's got, looks like a gold bracelet on his right hand and a gold watch on the other hand.
I mean, if you've won 26 cases, I'm sure you're, you know, rolling in the dough.
How do you get paid using somebody else's name, though? You know what I mean?
His name is probably in all capital letters, and he's doing business like, as.
Like if I were impersonating, you know, John Smith, attorney at law, yeah. right? And then somebody wrote a check to John Smith, attorney at law, and I was like, great, thanks.
How do I cash that?
Right?
You know? You have to get the DBA doing business as.
I guess.
You know?
I just,
Captain's Law Firm.
Captain's Law.
Captain's Law.
Stardate. Wait, no, that doesn't make sense. Yeah, this is in the Council of Law. The Council of the Law Society recognizes that masqueraders pose a serious threat. Really?
Well,
really, what are they going to do? Lose too many like win too many cases? Like how serious of a threat?
But that's the Law Society, so it sounds like it's a professional organization, not the state.
Yeah, but this is Kenya, so
yeah, it could be a quasi.
It could be just a translation thing. It could be that it is a state. Entity, but yeah.
Well, hire that guy.
603-283-6160. Would you hire somebody to represent you in a court of law that did not pass the bar if they were 100% winning? Give us a call. Let us know. It's Free Talk Live. 603-283-6160. More coming up.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
USA News Update. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is calling for the protection of civilians in Gaza.
Blinken is meeting with Egypt's president on Sunday. Mideast leaders are hoping to prevent a wider conflict. The latest numbers as of Sunday morning indicate that more than 2,400 people have been killed in Gaza and 9,200 injured. In Israel, 1,400 people have been killed and 3,500 wounded.
FBI Director Christopher Wray reported domestic threats have surged as conflicts
in Israel escalates. Ray acknowledged the increase in threats due to the heightened environment, calling for increased vigilance and requesting that police continue to share intelligence and observations. Actress Suzanne Somers has died after a long battle with breast cancer. Somers gained instant fame in the mid-70s as Chrissy Snow on the ABC hit comedy Three's Company. Dave Collins, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Appreciate what we do. Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, in case you're wondering what the heck you're listening to.
If you're just tuning in now.
We're a live call-in radio talk program where you can take control of the airwaves by dialing 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
And Steve Classic. My Zorb voice.
Steve Classic.
Steve Classic.
And Classic.
Wait, that's what was the villain's name on Inspector Gadget the cartoon?
I don't know.
I'll get you next time, Gadget. Next time.
It's Claw. Always next time.
Like the Claw or something, I think. Claw. Was the villain's name. That's also kind of a death metal voice, right?
Yeah. Oh, like the Cookie Monster.
Cookie.
And we're back.
And we're back. This hour of Free Talk Live is brought to you by Dash.
I can't do that. It's just that. This hour of Free Talk Live is brought to you by Dash, digital cash. Dash is the cryptocurrency designed to be used for spending. In addition to being one of the world's first cryptocurrencies, Dash was the first crypto project to have a decentralized autonomous organization that to this day continues to improve and promote Dash. Every month, 10% of the mining rewards go into a treasury. Anyone with Dash to spend can put forward a proposal to the Dash masternodes. The masternodes vet the proposals and decide which ones move forward and are funded by the treasury. Nowadays, DAOs are plentiful, but Dash paved the way by doing it first nearly a decade ago. Dash is one of the oldest cryptocurrencies and is widely available on exchanges, including the decentralized Maya protocol and in multi-crypto wallets. It's easy to get and use Dash. You can start by learning more at Dash.org. And big thanks to the Dash DAO for sending us 32 Dash per month to promote Dash on the air. You can visit Dash.org to learn about Dash. That's Dash.org. All right. So, normally about this time, we would do something called our number two story. Let's see what we have for today, shall we? Is that Mr. Howell?
Have you seen my suitcase full of money?
Lovey, bring me the number two story. All right, here we go. It's from the
Post.
The NY Post.
The New York Compost, as it's also known.
That would be an apt rename. Former Staten Island landfill will feature public park with soil replenished by human feces.
Wow.
It's our number two story.
It's the number two story.
Once again, former Staten Island landfill will feature public park with soil replenished by human feces.
Is that where they took all the 9/11 rubble? Didn't they take it to some Staten Island? Fish Kills Island? Fresh Kills? I think it was called Fresh Kills.
Well, that's
crazy.
I mean, but anyway, that just lends to my mispronunciation of Statist Island.
Yeah.
Fresh Kills. That's Soylent, what the state does. The state kills. It's really good at killing. It's the most prolific murderer in all time, of all of history, bar none, by orders of magnitude. Literally.
Right.
Like, the state is the largest murderer on planet Earth.
The final authority.
It is responsible for the ending of more lives, not even including wars, but including wars. Like, But, yeah. It ends more lives just as a condition of its existence than any other individual or group of individuals of all time in all of history around the globe.
Even more than the Cerveza sickness.
Oh, by orders of magnitude.
Yeah.
Anyway, back to our number two story. A portion of the former Fresh Kills landfill.
Oh, it is Fresh Kills.
In Staten Island has been turned into parkland. And the soil will be replenished by composted human feces flushed from a solar-powered restroom. So wait, green energy and brown energy?
This is not the Onion, right? This is
NYPost.com.
Wow.
Wait.
NY Compost. What? New York Compost. Yeah.
What color do you get if you mix brown and green?
It's probably the
that pea soup color, right?
It's probably the logo for the park service or something like that.
I wonder if the logo is just like a big, like the turd emoticon with the big old eyes or whatever, big smiley eyes. Mayor Eric Adams heralded the dung-filled development during a groundbreaking ceremony at the former home of the world's largest garbage dump. Is it the world's largest garbage dump?
I thought it was Johnson, Rhode Island was the largest, but I could be wrong.
I thought Washington, D.C.
Oh, right. Well, yeah, that's... Yeah.
Oh, but I make joke.
I make joke.
The waste from the composting restroom will go back into feeding our soil, Adam said. So we're going to turn crap into energy. Now,
wait, energy? What? Yeah, how are they going to turn it into energy?
Yeah. I don't understand that.
They're just putting it in the park.
Now, this isn't necessarily an unprecedented thing. In my research of, homesteading and off-grid stuff, I learned a whole bunch of stuff. One of the coolest things that I learned was, are you going to have a compost pile at your place?
Oh, we have a big compost pile, yeah.
So one of the things I learned is you can take yourself a copper coil. Right? And depending on how big your compost pile is, you need to figure out how big your copper coil is going to be.
Right.
And the copper only needs to be underneath the compost, right? And then you attach a hose to one end or the other, You put a little solar-powered fish tank water pump.
Oh, right.
And then you can actually just tap into your regular water system. If you got a well or something or whatever's coming into your hot water heater or whatever, or not, it doesn't even have to come into your hot, it doesn't even have to come in. You don't even need a hot water heater. The thing is that if you hook this up to like the radiant flooring, you've seen the radiant flooring?
I have some of that stuff standing by.
Okay. So you don't have to pay for your radiant flooring heat. All you need to do is run that water in a closed loop through your flooring and then out to
the compost,
out to the compost coil. The compost, as you know, is cooking the entire time, so it generates heat just as a condition of existence, and it will heat up that water and then come out the other side via the pump. And if you have a solar-powered pump, well, yeah, big deal, right? It'll just keep circulating that water, and you basically get free heated flooring.
Wow.
From a compost pile. So I learned that in just looking into, like, how do off-grid people, like, use technology to their advantage to do stuff. And so, like, free heat, dude.
Right. You can just put a pile of wood chips out there. Wood chips break down. That gets really hot.
Yeah.
Snow melts right off of wood chips.
Yeah. And if you just, like, you know, all your food scraps and all that kind of stuff, I don't know if you're rolling a compost toilet, but if you are, you just take all that, put it all on the compost pile. It'll do its thing, right? Worms and critters and stuff will get in there, and it'll start decomposing, and it'll generate a whole bunch of heat for you all winter long.
That's a great idea. You think they're going to do that in New York?
No, I don't think so.
No.
But I'm just saying, like, the idea of turning crap into energy isn't unprecedented.
Right. But I don't think that's what they're doing here in New York. I think it's just,
like
they're just, it's like having a yellow wristband, you know, like, I care more than you. We're doing this for the environment. They're not really doing it for the environment.
Adam's quip was met by guffaws from surrounding elected officials, including Representative Nicole Milotakis and Borough President Vito Fasella. This may be a transformation for me. It's a restoration. It's a restoration to what should have been many years ago, Fasella said. To the people of Staten Island, it wasn't just a nuisance. It was a disgrace. I assume they're talking about the park.
Garbage dump?
Yeah, maybe.
Oh, the garbage dump was a disgrace, so they're turning into a park with the composting toilet.
A solar-powered toilet that adds to the replenishment.
So now they have pride in there.
Suddenly. They didn't have any before. Just dump it over there.
Yeah, now we've got a composting toilet.
Area over here we're not using, dump it there.
Yeah.
It'll be fine.
Yeah.
Assemblyman Michael Tenusis recommended another suitable location for the restroom facility that converts crap into useful resources. I just want to tell Mr. Mayor, the machine there that turns crap into energy, we could use that in Albany. Tenusis is cracked, referring to the state capitol or the legislature and the governor.
that's the takeaway line right there.
One of my favorite things in the world, and I'm digressing from the article for a minute, is when government eats government, right?
Right.
When government goes against other government in some way, shape, or form. So, like, when politicians are going at each other, I love that. Right, because somebody's going to lose.
When a public works truck gets a police ticket or gets a parking ticket.
What? Or gets into an accident, like at an intersection, because it turned left when it wasn't supposed to or whatever. Right? You know, I don't wish anybody to, you know, any physical harm or anything, but, like, that's the kind of stuff I like. Or if, like, one department of government sues another department of government for not doing or too much doing or whatever. You know, those are the things I like because, you know, when an entity such as government begins to eat itself, you know it's on the way out.
I couldn't imagine working for the government and then you're paying your taxes to the government to pay you.
Right.
Doesn't that seem kind of weird?
Yeah, well, and then there's all the double dipping, too, right?
Right.
You know, you pay taxes on your income, you pay taxes on your mortgage, you pay taxes on, you know, when you go and buy stuff, right?
Not in New Hampshire.
Well, no, there's some of that. There's like a meals tax,
meals,
you know.
Tax,
there's a couple of things, right? Yeah. They really get you
hotels.
On hotels.
Hotels
as well, yeah. They really get you on the land, though, if you buy any property at all. The taxes in New Hampshire are relatively high compared to, you know, the rest
compared
of the country.
Compared to Connecticut, New Jersey, New
well,
York.
No, but compared to
Arkansas,
Wisconsin, you know,
right.
South Dakota, North Dakota, stuff like
Florida,
that.
Florida, maybe?
I don't know, but it's probably higher than Florida, I think.
We'll have to ask.
But Florida, I think, has, do they have state income tax?
They do not have state income tax, but they do have sales tax.
Okay.
Dakota, call in. Give us the update.
Adam said, back to the story, Adam said the conversion of Fresh Kills to Parkland was an important environmental priority of his administration to bring equity into the working class residents of Staten Island.
By using compost, human compost. That's equity for you.
Politicians basically saying, we crap on you and your park. He called the transformation a, quote, marvel of human ingenuity and engineering, unquote.
Marvel of engine. Well, oh, my God.
This is like, I mean, compost and turning it into fertilizer, like, that's older than time itself, right? You know? I mean, that's
But they're doing it for equity, so.
That's something that, it might be a marvel of political BS in that he's talking about it. Fresh Kills stopped accepting garbage in March of 2001 after an agreement was struck by then-Mayor Giuliani and Governor Pataki. For a brief time, the defunct dump was used to bring remains from the destroyed World Trade Center site following the September 11, 2001 terrorist attacks.
Now, ironic that they took all that stuff to Fresh Kills. I mean, on 9/11,
I suppose as they're cycling through not only the crap, but the soil that's there and the rubble and all that stuff, that they're going to come up with like a couple extra passports that, you know,
they might find them, in the rubble.
You know, a wing or something of a plane, a fuselage, I don't know, you know.
I think they might find some more passports from the other hijackers if they start digging up in the debris.
Oh, look, Building 7. How did that get here?
God. The captain continues.
He does. The 2,200-acre... it's called Fresh Kills.
It's just unbelievable.
They took the World Trade Center rubble and put it in a place called Fresh Kills.
Exactly.
How...
How pre-planned is that?
That's just...
Yeah.
That's a little on the nose, don't you think?
Yeah, that's...
Fresh Kills. Yeah. The 2,200-acre Fresh Kills was the last city garbage disposal site to close after opening in 1948. The landfill spanned both sides of the West Shore Expressway, and the putrid smell stretched for miles. Are you sure that just wasn't the waft of the politicians?
Now they're going to have a composting toilet. The stench will go for miles. They can't get rid of the stench.
Well, and, you know, even if they did, the politicians would still be there.
Yeah.
The garbage dump was so expansive and prominent that it was captured in images from outer space.
Wow.
Space. It's a space dump site. There's this old, like, science fiction thing where, like, if you just add the word space to something, it makes it sound cooler. Like, I'm not talking into a microphone. I'm talking into a space microphone.
Wow.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm not sitting in a chair. I'm sitting in a space chair.
Space Free Talk Live.
Yeah. Space Free Talk.
Wow.
Free Talk Live in space. That'd be hilarious. Anger from Staten Island residents over the landfill had once propelled the borough's secessionist movement.
Yes. They want out.
We covered a thing last night on Beard Talk Live where, like, there was a guy who bought an island sort of off the, you know, that area.
In New York.
Yeah, and he seceded.
Really?
Yeah, because, like, he wanted to build a tower. I think it was a wind turbine.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And he wanted to build it 100 feet tall, and New York was like, no, 40 feet, otherwise it might annoy your neighbors.
Well, he didn't have any neighbors.
Exactly,
island,
but
right?
That was their reasoning.
You could build a tower 100 stories high. So you can't put a window.
So anyway, he went to Connecticut to try and get annexed.
Oh.
And then the guy he contacted in Connecticut actually helped him secede.
So he doesn't belong to the Connecticut or New York?
Yeah, he became his own thing. Yeah.
His own nation?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
He's what they call a micronation now. He's got his own currency. It's called the dumpling.
Kind of ties in with Fresh Kills.
It's a 1,000-to-1 exchange rate for the USD. So for every dollar, you get 1,000 dumplings.
Really?
When you go to his island. Wow. Yeah, he actually lives in New Hampshire and works out of Manchester. So, you know.
Brilliant.
Yeah. I found out about that story from is it NHExit or NewHampshireSecession.com? I'm trying to remember which one of the website, but I'm in one of the chat groups for those guys, and somebody posted, hey, check out this guy, Dean Kamen, K-A-M-E-N is his name. He's famous for something.
Not Kamen.
K-A-M-E-N, yeah.
The helicopter people?
No, I don't think
so. The seeing eye dogs and all that in Connecticut?
No,
Kamen.
No. He invented something, and I can't remember what it is. I'll have to look it up again. Or you can go listen to Beard Talk Live from last night. At any rate, the area served as a symbol of the least populated and most conservative borough being mistreated by City Hall. Two-thirds of Islanders voted to secede from the Big Apple in 1993, non-binding referendum, but the state legislature refused to pass legislation to consummate the divorce. Okay, so politicians, you know, doing political things. Fasella, who fought to close the landfill as a councilman in the 1990s, along with then-borough president Guy Molinari, said the conversion of fresh kills to parkland for residents to use is long overdue but welcomed. We were 5% of the city's population. We received 100% of the trash. Those days are gone, Fasella said. The north section of Fresh Kills Park officially opened Sunday, and other sections will open in phases and will be completed in 2036.
Come on. Wow. Speedy.
It's only like a 15-year project.
Yeah.
Yep. Turning this crap into a park is going to take us about 15 years. Yep. Right? And so that, of course, means if their projected finish date is 2036,
it's probably 2045, 42,
something.
Cost overruns. Yeah.
It'll go way over budget.
Oh, yeah.
It'll take twice as long.
Right.
You'll get half the quality. Yeah, this is how governments work.
Yep.
The opened 21-acre North Park section of Fresh Kills Park, and they keep the name. Why wouldn't you change it?
Yeah.
It's going to be a park. Why would you call it Fresh Kills Park?
Well,
are you just inviting?
If they change the name, I think the Staten Island people would be upset. You're taking away our...
It occurs to me that the politicians working together with, shall we say, nefarious organizations, when they want somebody to disappear...
Oh, they take them to the park.
Fresh Kills.
Possibly.
Right?
Yeah.
It's right there out in the open. I mean,
right. Soylent Green kind of thing. Well, you want to go? Let's go check out the new composting toilet. Have a seat.
I'm not trying to give these guys any ideas, but it seems to me they already have them or they would have changed the frickin' name. The opened 21-acre North Park section of Fresh Kills Park will offer breathtaking views. Soul-taking views, life-taking views of the area's hills and waterways, access to the William T. Davis Wildlife Refuge, and opportunities for bird watching.
Oh.
The project included a series of pedestrian and cycling paths, an overlook deck, a bird viewing tower, a public parking lot, and a composting restroom that uses no water. When fully operational...
When this Death Star is fully operational...
There's a small porch, only 2.5 inches wide. When fully operational, Fresh Kills Park will be the second largest in the city, exceeding Central Park. Pelham Bay Park in the Bronx is the city's largest. Well, there you go.
Sounds like a 15-minute city to me.
It does.
In the making.
Hey, we have a couple of minutes. Let's go to this guy. It's Scooter in California.
Your boy, the man who will destroy libertarianism.
Hey, you should try gargling with a little what do you call it, salt water? Maybe a little honey, some lemon might clear up that raspiness in your throat.
I think my voice is quite manly. Ooh. Hey, I thought I'd call in and dispel more libertarian secessionist lies that North Dumpling Island is a valid example of peaceful secession. Hey, Captain, do you have any reading comprehension? That interview was a tongue-in-cheek interview. There is no loophole to secede. Dean Kamen guy used a loophole to get his windmill built, dummy, not to secede.
So then how do you explain the micronation?
He is not a micronation. It was tongue-in-cheek. So his island was zoned as residential. So he needed a permit to build that windmill. But the loophole was, if it was residential, his island was entitled to school bus services and trash pickup. so they backed off the permit.
This from Wikipedia. North Dumpling Island is a two-acre island in Fisher Island Sound of the Long Island Sound, 1 mile off the coast of Connecticut, south of Groton, within the territory of South Groton, thank you, Long Island in New York State. The island is about blah, 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 blah. Dumpling Island is home to North Dumpling Light, which dates from 1859. The island is privately owned by Dean Kamen, inventor of the Segway.
Get to the point where the secession wasn't real. It's there in the wiki. He was just doing it as a joke.
Did he succeed or not?
Why do libertarians completely ignore the real bloody history, the real bloody case history of...
why do colors like you call in with a fake voice that's all raspy and spout nonsense?
You guys only pay attention to false analogies of secession like North Dumpling Island and Brexit. You delusional libertarians fool yourselves by picking and choosing cases that fit your narrative so you can fool gullible hippies to relocate to that hellhole.
You're boring our audience, pal. You're boring our audience. You're also getting upset again. I can feel the veins popping out of your forehead right now.
Why don't you guys look at the real case history of secession? Like the last three modern successful cases of secession.
Why don't you look at something like called democide?
All predicated on long, bloody civil wars.
Why don't you look at something called democide? Do you know what democide is?
Secession.
Do you know what democide is?
Do you know what? I advocate for accelerationism.
All right, here we go. I'm going to put him on hold again. All right, Skeeter. Look into democide. I don't have to prove to you that secession is a good idea. The only thing I have to say in order to prove that secession is a good idea is that democide is the largest ender of life, not including wars, and it has been caused by statism. Just in the 20th century alone, over 256 million dead. D-E-A-D, dead. End of life. Thank you for the call. 603-283-6160. Statism is a horrible idea. It's antique. It's barbaric. And it's time for it to go the way of the dodo. Extinction. Abolition. Bye-bye. Just like hanging up on Skeeter.
Hey, don't hang up on me.
More Free Talk Live is coming up.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.